The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is well pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus,
amen.
The supreme adventure is being born. A real adventure is always something that's chosen for us, that comes to us. And our adventure begins when we're born. And we walk into an ambush of sorts, because our fathers and mothers wait for us eagerly to snatch us up once we emerge. And if that's not exciting enough, if we have siblings, there's great excitement finding out whether they are friends or foes. And then, of course, the goofy uncle or the nurturing aunt, they're always a surprise because everyone is new. When we enter into a family by being born, we step into an immeasurable world with lots of strange laws. I know every one of us wondered at one time why we have to eat more vegetables and less dessert. Or we wonder why our family was fine without us, but on our birthday, they celebrate how they can't live now without us. When we describe family like this, we see that when we enter into a family, we actually are entering into a fairy tale. Now, for some, a fairy tale is a way of escaping our world. But G.K. Chesterton, the early 20th century English writer, actually argued that we tell fairy tales in order to reveal the deepest universal truths. It's not escaping from reality, but actually diving deeper into reality. Science can tell us what things are made of, but it can't tell us what a thing is. Fairy tales tell us what things are by telling universal truths, normally through something specific and small. And this is why Christmas is the ultimate fairy tale. You see, Luke chapter 2 starts out on a universal scale with the Roman Empire. And then it starts moving closer and closer. It moves through the world of power of Caesar Augustus into what actually changes the world, a family. The story then moves through Joseph and Mary, down to the universal truth that is specific and small, that the hope of the universe is in the infant Jesus. Now, when I say fairy tale, we must remember that this Christmas fairy tale takes place in the factual world. Everything about this story is factual, and the facts can tell you what the world is made of. The world's made up of the powerful, like Caesar, who lives off the backs of others, who can move people with one word, from Galilee to Bethlehem. The facts say that this world, there's a gap between those who have and those who do not. But those facts will not tell you what the world is. The fairy tale, the deeper story that we heard tonight, has its own way of working. And its way of working is backwards. In this adventure, it runs from the child to the mother and father, to the shepherds, to the Roman Empire, the world, and into the heavens. It runs from small to big, from weak to strong, from the child to the adult. Now, all these facts are facts of a family, but this isn't a family. This is the Holy Family. Now, with a phrase like Holy Family, you might be imagining serene paintings of Norman Rockwell. And you might think that the true fairy tale of the family is that amid the stress and the craziness of life, it is peaceful and pleasant and always at one. But that wouldn't be true. See, there's another fairy tale of the family that is always true, that the family is not peaceful, and not pleasant, and not at one. But being born into that family is precisely an adventure. In fact, this is the Christmas story that we just heard. The hope of the world in a baby boy sounds lovely and innocent, but this baby is not born into a world that is peaceful, pleasant, or at one. It is not lovely or innocent. He is born into a world where the powerful live by taking things from others, where fracture is normal. He's born into a world that's captured by evil and is waiting for someone to rescue it. Now, in every fairy tale, the hero suffers, and baby Jesus is no different. Jesus tonight is born homeless. He's born to a mother who has an impossible task of raising God in the flesh and always carrying a rumor that that child's not Joseph's. And Joseph, he also has to take on the task of raising a child that's not his own. And this family tonight starts with death threats from King Herod. When we understand this fairy tale in these terms, we understand this adventure is precisely what it is because it is so true to life. It is realistic. Now, if you have ever read fairy tales, you'll see that there's just one idea that always is through all of them. The idea that peace and happiness exist on just one small condition. Life within the fairy tale only makes sense based on one small thing, like arriving back at home by midnight, or when you invite the fairies to your daughter's christening, you have to invite all the fairies unless evil is released. See, the world of Christmas that the angels proclaim to the shepherds about, the world of joy, peace, and salvation, hinges on one small condition for all of us, that you join the fairy tale of the Holy Family by becoming a child of God. Now remember, the way this Christmas fairy tale works is backwards, which means that Jesus is born into this sinful world in order for us to be born again into his world, the real world. The adventure of being born doesn't begin with our birth, but it begins with Jesus's birth. And tonight, Jesus's birth invites you into his world. And by receiving him, then you are born into his world. The facts might not tell you this, but the fairy tale will tell you what the world is. The world is, in fact, the place where God himself loved it so much that he gave his son to die for it, to bring peace, to make the world whole again, that whoever believes in him will not live in a life of death, but have eternal life. See, Christmas has all the best elements of a fairy tale, the birth of a prince who seeks to liberate a land that's controlled by disease, death, and despair, who fights against evil by preaching the gospel, who suffers at the hands of jealousy and the seemingly defeat when he's crucified, only to have his death lead to his triumphant return to make all things new. Because his love is stronger than sin, death, and the devil. So tonight, Christmas begins the fairy tale that doesn't escape from anything, but a fairy tale that really happened and is doing something for us even tonight. It is true. So Merry Christmas, everyone. May you join the adventure of being born into the Holy Family. And may you live according to the true fairy tale world that Jesus is creating, where peace, joy, and salvation is the way of life. In the holy name of Jesus,
Amen.